exciting projects. What we are doing is a lot of small ads that we don't necessarily, there are so many that we're adding in this fall, which are evenings and weekends, that don't necessarily fit on the website. So I'd be happy to share with you some of the lines that we are slowly increasing, what we call the spam service, in the days, of course, and the weekends. So we are responding to the growth. We're just seeing overloads. You know, we're seeing buses that are full. And yes, the 24 will see better headlights, more frequent service, and weekends. Okay. And our plan right now is for March.
Okay.
We're dependent on a project that's occurring in Northwest Port, and that needs to be complete before we extend the route to Northwest Port.
Okay, so
can,
no.
can I do a full question with you? I want to kind of test it. If we extend hours, mm-hmm. what does the success look like for you on extending hours?
Well, I find that I will be down here. I work 5 volunteer hours.
Okay.
And so oftentimes, especially evenings, but weekends also, I have friends in this area and I don't have a car. The 24 actually goes more or less 2 blocks away from my house. So it's a very useful bus for me. But suddenly I'll realize, okay, I'm here on Fremont, it's 4 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, and I have to go way out of my way because the Fremont bus line doesn't run on weekends. And I think weekends probably a shorter run would be acceptable, something like, I don't know, 9 o'clock. But more on weekdays, I think you might want to consider not starting any earlier, but extending later because people tend to be working later or partying later or visiting friends. And 7 o'clock is a cutoff. I know it sometimes runs until 8 or 9, but can be a little early for that. So
okay.
Maybe
so more on the evening side.
Yeah, but not necessarily to midnight, but maybe 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. That's all.
Is it on the same
it's
point?
About
if it's on the same
yeah.
point, yes.
So for me, I live on 68 right now, Sandy. And so the 24 has been walking distance, but it's pretty, I don't use it to commute to work over downtown. But a lot of times I want to go to Mississippi Avenue, or I want to go to Russell Street. And there's no way to get there on weekends.
Mm-hmm.
I have to take 12 all the way down to Burnside, and then take a bus up, and it takes like an hour. And so there's no point in me taking public transit to get to Mississippi, which is a really popular night spot.
Okay.
So for me on weekends, it would definitely be late at night so I can go see a show, have some drinks,
yeah.
take the bus.
Okay, great. Well, thank you.
I see some thumbs up.
Any other thumbs up? Let's quick check on the
sure.
Okay, thank you.
Is there
a
microphone?
There is.
So I guess my question is with House Bill 2017, there is some language in there that is around how how TriNet will help to find other services outside that originate, say, outside of the district and then come into the district, such as services like Sandy's Metro or the Ryan Connection service and
the regional district, the county, or municipality, often the municipality itself can't carry the whole fleet for the financial burden. So there's usually some kind of sharing formula that may exist. I think one of the crucial things here is it needs to be used. And not for some, buses are expensive. You've got a 55-seat bus and two people. And so that's a challenge. So usually you target areas where it's got density or there's programs in place in that municipality where they're going to be able to be express commuter systems in limited stops of that nature. So yes, they do exist. I think those would be some of the discussions around House Bill 2017. There's an advisory committee that's in place for it. Representatives from the communities are on it. And I think they're having discussions just like this around what are the areas of interest from small to really big, what kinds of issues are they're going to be putting that forward to us, and which will ultimately take to the TriMet Board of Directors here. Probably the end of this calendar year, and we'll also go to the Oregon OTC Road Transportation Commission as well for their approval. So I think the discussions are still percolating along, if you will. Are the models existing? Yes, they are. But the key is drive use, because once you don't have high use, they don't last.
All right, I'll get some more hands for comment. I'm moving to the side of the room. Maybe one, two.
Thank you. I'm just wondering, there's a lot of stuff I could, a lot of ideas I have, but I'm just going to mention one, and that's, have you ever thought of like a writer's advisory panel? You know, one of the complaints I think about the board of the directors meeting is that they're very inconvenient being at 9 a.m. on a weekday morning, and plus I think maybe inappropriate for dealing with day-to-day issues. So I'm wondering if you thought of, you know, like a writer's advisory panel that could do like a meeting like this and be of regular writers and kind of, you know, kind of have communications in two directions. You know, number one, TriMet could give ideas to them and kind of have a way of getting out to the community, but also a way to get feedback.
So many benefits in this. I mean, there's the obvious benefit to the youth who receive the pass of having community mobility in their communities. There's a benefit to the school district of students having multiple ways to get to and from school. There's a benefit, I think, to the city, and why I'm disappointed the city would fund it, that if we raise a generation of transit riders versus a generation of drivers, the city has much less expense to provide infrastructure for those folks. And of course, I think the benefit to TriMet grow your next generation of customers, and hopefully loyal customers who will use your services. So you folks are in the enviable position of having some new money. I hope very much that you will allocate some of that to continue to invest, particularly East County, where we have just extended to East County. We hate to see that pulled back as a result of the city. Thank you.
So my question, if I can, follow up. One of the challenges that we have, because these will be part of the legislation, wisdom of legislators targeting 1%. That's about $500,000
set the pattern for a person's life of how you're going to move around the community is just too good to pass up.
Well, it's the one of the challenges, the trade-offs. So this is less bus service we put in place. This is less electrification we put in place, less amenities. So it's the same target. So these are the trade-offs that we're all going to have to wrestle with. And if we extend it, it would be somewhere around $12 to $15 million per year. If all the different groups get in there. So that's about a third patient in 2017 to 20. So it's pretty significant on its impact. So people have to understand that as part of the trails of the conversation. It's not just a small amount. It's actually quite a significant amount where you can say no to veterans. Yes. Those trade-offs, they're not easy trade-offs.
Concern is an open fear system that you have is security, especially on the train, because it just does not feel safe downtown a lot of times. And I know you're going putting a lot of security in at some point, and you're going to have 50 other people that are coming in that are non-primate people allegedly. But it's important as riders now that we don't feel safe up on that train downtown or on the streetcar. I'd also like to see a lot more fare inspectors, because I think that's a lot of the issue. Because a lot of people are on there, they're not paying, that are high, shooting up. Streetcar itself, a lot of times, I don't know if you have jurisdiction over that or not, but the fare machines are often broken, and we rarely see any fare inspectors on that either. So that is somewhat unsafe at times. So I just hope that you can really address these issues, because I think it'll help your ridership and decrease your crime if you have consistent people that are out and visible. And so the people that are responsible to pay, to use your system to pay.
Great comments. Maybe I'll be friends. My memory's getting smaller as I get older, so I'm older. I thought you made several points there. The first thing, I very much agree with you. People don't feel safe.